Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, still playing Vector in this one-shot, three-shot, whatever shot.
All the shots.
Very long one-shot.
Two-shot.
No, wait.
I am Brad, playing Rafa the Aarakocra, slowest monk ever.
I'm Kayla, playing Skouki, the scuttling rogue.
I'm Austin. I will not be playing this round because I ran away.
Coward.
He's the smartest one of us all.
Honor among prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, we barely know each other. We don't have any.
I've been playing Elkron Mound, the Urchinassi Barbarian.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Elise Conroy, a human artificer.
I'm Will, playing Jalen Merck, a half-orc monk.
And we still have our guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Nate, playing Praedon Loyani, the human fighter.
Perfect. So, the combat with this chained devil still continues.
Chained devil.
And we are at the top of the round with our slowest monk ever.
Yes. Let me switch.
You're on deck.
Yep. All right. That is a natural one.
Okay.
So that didn't hit diddly squat. So let's try it again. 22, does that hit?
That'll hit.
Alright. Let's do the damage and then let's see if I can get a stunning strike in here. So that's a 5.
Please.
Bludgeoning. And then I'm going to do a stunning strike. So for me...
That's a fail.
It's a DC 13?
It's a fail.
You are stunned, motherfudger. Okay.
Was that just one round that he was not stunned?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stunned him for the first two.
I know.
The third one, he
Will was
down.
Right. I forgot where he was and I was.
I was trying
relation.
To explain that.
Anyways, I know.
Roll your other attacks.
I didn't get it, so.
He's stunned, you have advantage on your next attack.
That's it.
So those of you who were wrapped in the chains are no longer wrapped in chains.
Yes!
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Okay.
Better back up.
But I'm gonna run to the gate though. I got 35 feet of movement, so whatever that is.
Wrong gate. Yeah, he needs to go backwards.
No, it's not.
He's going back to jail.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Will, you're up.
Where are you guys going, all you fucking cowards? Get some, bitch.
That is
it was just
24 to hit. Maximum damage there.
I don't
with
deserve this.
12 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Second strike with advantage. Misses. Third strike unarmed. 2 19s plus 7. 26 to hit for 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And again, they're key infused strikes, so no resistance.
There. I remembered.
I'm out of key points, so that's dab-a-deeba-deeba-doop-dab's all, folks.
All right. He loses his turn, because he's stunned.
Yeah.
And up next is Ben. Austin is gone. Never mind.
Yeah, you can hear us, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to hit him. That's 18 to hit.
That'll hit. Don't forget, you have advantage.
Yeah. 11 damage.
Okay.
Next one is 23 to hit for another 11 damage.
Okay.
And last one is 24 to hit.
Okay.
For 9 damage.
Okay. So as you come swinging in, after your first hit, you see the eyes begin to dim. And then the other two hits, you hear like a human scream. Ah! Coming from
Stop
the creature.
Resisting.
Stop resisting.
up next is Sarah.
Throw the beads.
Throw the beads.
So, Elise uses her full movement to go 30 feet back, so I'm right next to the demon, and I'm going to say, Dahmer, cover me! And then I am going to use Lesser Restoration on the creature.
On the demon?
On the demon.
It's possessed.
I know, but still, you never know.
Okay. It's, go ahead and make a religion check for me.
It's a crazy idea, and so she's going to try it.
So crazy, it
make
just
a religion
might
check.
Work.
A religion check for Lesser Restoration?
It is so good.
Yeah, because we're seeing if you can totally push out the demon.
Oh, God. Look, it doesn't... Look oh, you roll... Oh, okay, thank you.
22.
22.
Okay.
Dang.
So you come in and just channel this energy into this... this person, and you see the final, you know, elements of the red eyes right in his skull just vanish as the spirit leaves. the body just crumples to the ground dead.
The body hits the floor?
The body hits the floor.
Finally. So now we have two dead bodies on the floor.
And with that, combat is over.
Vec is cutting off its head. First thing. Before anything else.
I was going to curb stomp it. Yeah.
Cut the head off. Cut the arms off.
Just it out of the mist.
Dismember everything about this thing.
With his death, the mist begins to dissipate as well.
Oh, thank gods.
So, sorry. You here.
I was just trying to hurry to check the gate.
Say, yeah, what happens when I get to the gate since I am almost there?
It is very much not moving.
Great. Can I...
No, it's a gate, not a grate.
Can...
It's a grate now.
I mean, yes. Can I make, like, some kind of an intelligence on this gate? Like, an investigation?
Braden would also like to go to gate while getting ready to pop...
Yeah,
potion
I'm
of frost
you.
Giant strength.
I'm helping you.
Okay.
I'm helping you. Vec will slip
you're
right in the other potion.
Yeah,
that's
true, because you're there.
Yeah. Thank
and
you, Vec.
It's okay.
Dang it.
It's fine. I got 19 to investigate what the hell is wrong with this gate.
You find a spoon lodged into the mechanism.
It's in the centroid of the mechanism.
Is it a wooden spoon?
It's whatever cutlery I had on hand.
So as you are looking around, you see that something, you don't see where it's jammed or anything, but you can see that something is preventing the gate from opening. Typically being barred is happens from the inside. There is no bar on the gate. So you're not 100% sure what's preventing it.
So I can't see the thing, but I can perceive that there is a thing.
There is a thing, but you don't know where it is because it's above.
Praedon, we don't need the gate. Let's just climb over.
That work.
Sounds good plan to me.
Looking for a footholds, handholds, whatever.
You could try. Go ahead and make a...
I'm going to try to climb
athletics over. Check.
Acrobatics?
Athletics.
Come on.
It's a wall.
That's a strength.
I thought acrobatics would come into play here.
Because
I actually have that.
There's nothing around. There's no rope.
There's chains.
There are chains. Plenty of chains.
But not like chains holding the gate up.
Is it athletics?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's 10.
Yeah, I got an 8 as a freaking monk. That sucks.
13.
Fine. I'll try. There's no point, but I'll try because I got a 3.
You all failed.
Yeah, obviously.
Did you two want to try in athletics?
No.
Can I gesture to Elcor and be like, help, just lift, brute strength the gate.
I got you there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and make another athletics check for me.
Oh, yeah.
With advantage, since you're working together.
For sure.
I do have a potion of...
heal strength?
Why don't all three of you do it, then?
Yeah. All right.
I have a potion of heal giant strength.
Brings your strength to 21, I believe.
Yep.
Do it.
I'll down it and I'll help him.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
We're doing athletics.
Athletics.
With advantage?
With advantage.
Yeah, 23.
Ooh. What'd you get, Ben?
I got an 18.
Okay.
24.
Okay. So as you guys come and just lift against the gate, you take a few tries. And then the spoon at the top bursts. And
there is no spoon.
The gate rises. And the way before you is clear and open.
Jalen, the half-orc, starts doing the haka. As his muscles are just absolutely rippling with this potion of strength, the hill giant strength that's flowing. He just does the haka for a bit.
Can I, like, predator handshake him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do we see the spoon just, like, fall down?
It was, like, up above. Oh, okay. Like, top
I was
of
curious
the,
if we would
see it. It flies over the wall, you never see it.
There's no evidence unless you went up there to check.
Trying to decide if you're my next target.
Raise of hand to track down Lush.
He's a coward and should be brought to justice for that. Justice.
Well, I mean, let's kill our way out of here first, and then we'll go.
Probably
kill
the smartest.
Good
of
plan.
All.
So although as you guys exit through the gate, you see chaos in the streets as others have found their ways out, and guards running this way and that. You're able to escape into the crowds without much difficulty.
The city is more shit than it was before.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if this has been less than an hour, I'd still have passed without a trace up, too.
Yep. And we don't have to worry about that. That's pretty much the end of this, but the reward here is that because of Sharu and Arden's chaos that they just sow everywhere, the fight in Latigo is probably going to go much easier for you guys than expected. Ooh. So, and potentially some additional context to the resistance. For
maybe
help.
Some prisoners that join the fight.
Exactly. Yep. But more so, the guards are in disarray at this point, and you'll find out a little bit more about the possessions and whatnot next time. So, this was a short session. You guys killed Batty a lot faster than I expected. So. Even though it took 3 sessions. So, we're going to end it there. Thanks so much for listening, and you guys have a wonderful night. Are you on the road? Been run out of town again? Well, Rollfair can keep you company while you drive. Our episodes are 30 to 60 minutes. Tell us how we are doing on social media or Spotify. Thanks for bearing with us. Rawr.